On that fateful January morning in 1901, Beaumont, Texas witnessed history when the Lucas No. 1 well erupted with such force it produced more oil than all existing American wells combined. This wasn't just another oil discovery, it was the birth of an industry that would reshape America. Spindletop's gusher transformed a sleepy lumber town into a raucous boom town overnight, creating a gold rush atmosphere as speculators flooded in from across the country. What makes the Texas oil story so captivating is how it embodies the American dream in its purest form. These weren't inherited fortunes or Wall Street manipulations. These were fortunes literally pumped from the ground by outsiders and risk takers who transformed themselves into kingmakers. The discovery created a new American archetype, the Texas oil man, flamboyant and politically influential. Despite this abundance, Texans initially found themselves outmaneuvered by seasoned Eastern businessmen who quickly established major companies like Royal Dutch Shell and Gulf Oil. Texas's own antitrust laws, ironically, prevented native companies from fully integrating their operations, forcing them to focus primarily on exploration, while Eastern interests controlled refinement and transportation. This uneasy balance would define the industry until legislative changes in 1917 allowed for greater integration, setting the stage for native Texans to build their own oil empires. By 1920, Texas was a minor player in American oil production until the post-World War I economic boom sparked widespread exploration. Hugh Roy Cullen emerged as a pioneering wildcatter, backed by Houston investors and guided by his signature strategy, drilling deeper than others would attempt. At Pierce Junction Field, deemed depleted by others, Cullen's deep drilling approach struck oil and established his reputation. His ability to find overlooked reservoirs by drilling deeper than conventional wisdom suggested became his trademark for success. Friends Sid Richardson and Clint Murchison from Athens, Texas, formed a complementary partnership. Murchison, the reserved numbers expert, Richardson, the outgoing dealmaker. They built their fortune working boom towns and eventually focusing on West Texas's untapped potential, often profiting by maintaining partial stakes in leases they sold to others. From Illinois farm boy to professional gambler, H.L. Hunt found his true calling when the El Dorado oil boom beckoned. His talent for numbers and strategy, honed at card tables, would serve him well in the oil business, transforming him from a wandering gambler into an oil tycoon. Hunt lived a double life, maintaining two separate families while building Hunt Oil Company. From his estate, the Pines, he divided his time between families as he expanded his operations from Louisiana's oil fields to East Texas. His defining moment came through Columbus Marion Joyner, who had struck oil at Daisy Bradford's farm. Hunt's shrewd acquisition of Joyner's interests launched him into the ranks of America's wealthiest men. His story epitomized the early oil industry, where conventional rules took a back seat to ambition and opportunity. While the Great Depression devastated most of America, it created unlikely opportunities for a few sharp, independent oil men equipped with foresight and persistence. Major oil companies struggled financially during the early 1930s, curtailing exploration and allowing shrewd operators to seize opportunities others couldn't see. Clint Murchison exemplified this counterintuitive success. Despite lacking initial capital, he secured financial backing for a pipeline to Tyler and entered the gasoline business. He became notorious for hot oil operations, defying production regulations through strategic dealings and creative paperwork shuffling. While some viewed his tactics as unscrupulous, others admired his ingenuity in finding ways to profit despite government restrictions. Roy Cullen continued buying properties others considered worthless and drilling deeper than previous operators. Through shrewd deals and persistent drive, these entrepreneurs built empires while breadlines formed across America. Their resolve during the Depression laid the groundwork for what would become some of the state's most lucrative oil legacies. This period demonstrates a fascinating economic principle. Major disruptions often create opportunities for nimble operators who can adapt while established players struggle with existing commitments. The Depression, while catastrophic for most, provided the perfect conditions for these bold risk-takers to acquire assets at bargain prices and build empires that would have been impossible during more stable times. The Great Depression birthed a new elite class in Texas, led by the Big Four oilmen, Roy Cullen, Clint Murchison, Sid Richardson, and H.L. Hunt. Their flamboyant lifestyles, marked by mansions, private aircraft, and bold displays of wealth, captured America's imagination. Murchison set the standard for Texas oil wealth, building the state's grandest private residence. These homes served as both status symbols and venues where crucial business alliances were forged. The 1950s marked the peak of Texas oil's golden age. James Marion West Jr., Silver Dollar Jim, personified the era's eccentricity. Famous for distributing silver dollars and his peculiar habits, from avoiding utilities to building strange contraptions, he became a beloved symbol of Texas excess and independence. These displays represented more than mere indulgence. They established a new American aristocracy based on entrepreneurial success rather than inherited privilege, influencing future generations of tycoons. The Big Rich's most lasting impact came through their transformation of American politics. Texas oil tycoons, driven by their opposition to Roosevelt's New Deal, channeled millions into conservative causes, fundamentally reshaping American conservatism. Roy Cullen emerged as a vocal critic of federal control, expressing his opposition through the Texas Regulars, a third party created to challenge New Deal policies. Though unsuccessful in stopping Roosevelt, this marked the growing political influence of oilmen. H.L. Hunt expanded this influence through Fax Forum, his anti-communist media organization focused on radio broadcasts. During McCarthy's rise in the 1950s, Texas oilmen split in their approach. Cullen openly supported McCarthy, while Sid Richardson maintained distance to protect his relationships with Texas politicians Sam Rayburn and Lyndon Johnson. The Big Rich leveraged their wealth to create lasting conservative institutions and movements, establishing a political legacy that continues to shape American conservatism today. The 1987 demolition of Houston's Shamrock Hotel, once hosting presidents and celebrities, marked the end of the Big Rich era. The oil industry's brief revival during the 1970s energy crisis ultimately gave way to another collapse in the 1980s. The Murchison Empire crumbled amid family conflict, with John Jr. battling Uncle Clint Jr. for control. By 1985, Clint Jr. faced bankruptcy, while the Hunt family suffered their own downfall after Bunker Hunt's failed attempt to corner the silver market. Some adapted and survived, notably the Bass family. Sid Richardson's nephew Perry Bass and his sons successfully diversified beyond oil, showing the path forward. The Big Rich's impact extends beyond their wealth into American society through their political influence, cultural legacy, and demonstration of how new money could reshape a nation. Effects that continue to resonate today.